PS21 in Chatham, New York presents adventurous, thought-provoking productions by leading and emerging American and international artists. Later this week, on July 5th and 6th, they're presenting one of the season's most innovative and timely works, the U.S. premiere of Katerina and the Beauty of Killing Fascists. Portuguese director and playwright Tiago Rodriguez explores a family's ritual of revenge against the Salazar dictatorship and asks, can we defend democracy by violating its principles instead of celebrating the 50th anniversary of the end of fascism in Europe? Rodriguez and his 8 exceptional actors make palpable the threat that has reemerged on the continent and beyond. Katerina is at PS21 on July 4th weekend, a time to reflect on the history and prospects of our own democratic institutions. To tell us about the production as well as other incredible upcoming events, we welcome executive and artistic director of PS21, Elena Sienko. Elena, thank you very much for being with us.
Joe, thanks as ever. Good morning.
Good morning. So how did Katerina and the Beauty of Killing Fascists come to be a U.S. premiere that will be at PS21 in Chatham?
Many of our audiences, and perhaps your audiences, know that PS21 in the last 4 years have brought a number of important international productions and introduced audiences in Hudson Valley to several important names in theater that may not be known to many U.S. audiences. And just like in previous years, this production in particular, we thought will be extremely timely. It is going to be at BAM in November at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And right. I saw this production about a year ago, after its first premiere at the Avignon Festival. It's an important art festival in France. And
You went in and out of there a little bit on the cell phone connection, so we lost some of what you said, but I'll forge through here. The production, Katerina and the Beauty of Killing Fascists, runs July 5th and July 6th. And then there's more exciting things coming beyond that as well.
Yes, there are a number of shows after Katerina that follow. First of all, our presentation of Gandini juggling from the UK. It's a company that is presenting a conglomeration of modern dance, juggling, acrobatics, circus, live music. Some of our audiences may remember this production from the wonderful theater artists from this group, from Akhnaten, that was at the Met Opera previously. Then, of course, I want to mention our annual Pathways initiative, where we present workshops and also different works from abroad as well. Not just at PS21, but in communities, not only in Hudson and in Chatham, Crelin Park, but also on our trails, and all of those workshops and masterclasses and also performances are free of charge. It's a separate wonderful initiative, kind of our platform of connecting to many local and community organizations in the area where we can co-program. And the highlight of Pathways this year is Cirque Kikas from Montreal. It will be on August 17th during the annual Crelin Park Day.
So I want to go back to Smashed 2. There's a picture on the website. It has 7 women. They're seated and they're each holding a watermelon. So is this like a Gallagher thing, or what's going on exactly? there's fruit. There's various fruits at their feet. And I guess most importantly, this is what I wanted to ask you. I'll put this in the form of a question. You know, like interviewers do. That Gandhi's Juggling Smash 2 is a sequel and is a tale of retribution and the dark art of juggling revisited. So how is juggling considered a dark art?
Well, we associate a circus with a lot of times with something cheerful and silly, and not with evoking anything disquiet or disruptive. But the principal difference of this wonderful company alongside many international contemporary circus as it's in its discipline is that they really disrupt the rigid conventions not only of traditional circus, but like any a lot of good theater, they also disrupt the conventions of etiquette, dress, body language, the result is exactly smashed. They really turn tables on one of the most celebrated contemporary circus pieces of the last decade that you mentioned, where the production was primarily with circus artists or men circus artists, and this tale of seven women, it's a tale of retribution. It's still inspired by the great choreographer Pina Bausch, and the directors of the show, Sean Gandini and his wife Kati, borrowed elements of choreography from Bausch, Merce Cunningham, combined them with intricate patterns, and there is ensemble juggling. So it's really a fantastic and very, very fun show.
There's a lot of wonderful things coming up at PS21, the Center for Contemporary Performance in Chatham, New York. Katarina and the Beauty of Killing Fascists by Tiago Rodriguez is up on the 5th and the 6th. You can see the entire schedule by going to PS21Chatham.org, PS21Chatham.org. And again, Katarina and the Beauty of Killing Fascists on July 5th and 6th. Elena, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure, as always, to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a beautiful season. Thank you so much. Again, PS21 Chatham for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.